views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 20th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing great.
What
I'm loving this weather right now.
What national day is
this? It's national. Jared loves rainy day weather.
Jared loves. You know what? It's going to be like this all week there, but Linda's going to tell us about it. Come on. Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning, everybody. And it is the 20th of October. I was trying to look at such a beautiful time of year. And, yes, we're so happy for the rain. And that's what the forecast is today, 57 and rainy all day. Tonight, 51. Thursday calls for 100% chance of rain at 62. Friday calls for heavy rain, then chance of showers at a high of 63 and overnight lows of 48. Saturday, 90% chance of rain with a 54. And Sunday, rain again. Now, you know, what's really interesting is that, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. On the way to work today, I was thinking about how, you know, we have a horse, and this will be the first year that we really have, I have a riding lesson and that kind of thing. And I was thinking about, you know, when you have animals, like if you have a dog, you take your dog out, even if it's raining. So it's not just good weather, Charlie. So, gonna go out today and take my lesson in the rain and just buck up. That's the way it is. Tonight, we'll be heading over to Turtle Bay Museum, where there will be the veteran officers from around, is it the whole state?
Yeah, the state's county veteran service officers are all having their conference right here in Redding.
Right.
Over at Turtle Bay inside the museum.
Inside
and Celestina
the museum.
Traver put it together.
Hats off to Celestina.
Yeah, she does a lot of stuff.
Her heart, and, that girl.
I mean, good stuff. I mean,
she
helped the veterans.
Oh, yeah, she really works her hiney off to make it extremely special, you know, like this. Like, if we can get them to come to Reading, where can we put them? And there's a beautiful thing. I really, my hat's off to Turtle Bay as well. In fact, that's what we're getting ready for, is that every year we donate a dinner at our house. Carl makes his famous paella. Rick and Pam Hill. Rick will play and Pam. And so we entertain 10 people who buy this dinner. And so we're getting ready for that. And we put it off because of the smoke, and we put it off. So it's this Saturday night at our house. And so I think we always talk about whether we have the pad, the outside furniture pads, where, of course, we always provide cigars and scotch or whatever for the guys after dinner, or the women, whoever wants to, you know.
Anybody that wants the
smoke
cigar,
a Tipperillo.
Cigar or a shot.
Yeah. So it looks like we may not be
outside.
But you know what? I think with this group, there might be a few that just will want to smoke a cigar under the eaves.
It could be. It could be.
So it's that kind of weather coming up. And anyway, so with us this morning, we have somebody talking about outside events, and 'tis the season from Haas Farms. And I'm going to put my glasses on because I want to make sure we get right. You're
Greg,
right there in that red
Greg
microphone.
Haas.
Greg, hi.
Good morning. How are you?
You know what? How
you
long?
You looked so familiar when you walked in, and I was like, okay. So
out of place.
Greg, how long has Haas Farms been doing this?
So this is around 15 years.
Okay. So it started before we got here, but just barely before we got here. And,
yeah.
I can tell you right now, the tickets just went like, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, we were being very stingy with
we
them.
Gave
we
a
giving
stack
away.
Away.
We've given them away two at a time.
Right.
And then and then for the haunted side of it. And, I mean, numerous phone calls. So people obviously wanted to go.
Give us a little insight about your operation.
Well, we're basically farmers. We do that year-round. And then we open up the farm to the community in October. And it really is a joy. We have about 8,000 field trip kids come out.
Oh, my gosh.
And see them come out and get the biggest pumpkin they can drag on the bus is awesome. for the night.
Well,
you know,
thank you for that, by the way.
The biggest pumpkin they can drag on the bus.
Okay. You know,
when
wonderful.
Jennifer, in our daughter, yes. You know, when Jennifer was like 2 years old, she had red hair. I mean, pumpkin red
carrot
hair almost.
Red.
We bought a pumpkin, and I hollowed it out and put her inside it, and it was big enough that...
Cutest picture.
Just you know, her hands and her head are out of the pumpkin. So when you say that, I always go
yes,
back to that.
Yes, of course.
Well, memories, and we have a lot of spots where people can take pictures, and of course the pumpkin patch, and the weather has been beautiful. We need the rain, so I can't complain.
Right.
But so far, it's just been gorgeous out there.
No, with the rain anyway, like because what we're right now as we look outside, I mean it was a little bit like with my windshield wipers this morning. Was you could still go out if you were like when the sun comes up. You still can go, if the sun comes out, you still can go out there, and it doesn't, you may have a drizzle, big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next couple of days, I'm not too worried about. A lot of field trips, too. They're just, you know, we'll have up to 800-900 kids in a day.
Yeah, so just put on your raincoats. Put on your raincoats.
And boots.
Come on out. Yeah. And boots.
What kind of preparation do you have to do or your group do? And let's talk about numbers, like... What would be the numbers of people? Do you have a clicker so you know ish like how many people come through the farms each year?
Yeah, it's around 30,000.
Mm.
It's around 8,000 to 10,000 people come out for the night for the haunts.
Oh,
that's
huge.
It's a great party. This last Saturday was just amazing. Probably close to 2,000 people came out.
Wow.
Parking lots were full. We got to serve alcohol again. We didn't get to last year because, you know, Newsom thought, you know, we can't drink
yeah.
to be safe.
Right.
So this year...
Newsom thinks a lot of things.
All right.
Yeah. are you primed for me to say the gav, Jared?
No.
Get ready. Okay.
I'll get ready.
It'll be get ready because I'm going to say it again. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, but so you have 30,000 a year. Come through there, cycle through there. You have, you can serve alcoholic beverages.
Yep.
You have, of course, the haunted. Is it, you've got, is it a house or a barn?
So it's four different attractions.
Okay.
So we have the Haunted Corn Maze, Field of Screams. That's probably the most famous. And then we have one called The Unknown. So
yeah,
there's some aliens.
The one I heard of was the maze. That
yeah, yeah. And then we have
the guy with the chainsaw on there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could do it, but go ahead. Go on, please.
So the second one's called The Unknown, and there's just there's some clowns out there, and there's some,
oh God,
you know, just different creatures, I guess you'd say.
Oh,
I use clowns when I teach concealed carry about
children of the corn
about fear, you know, base fear and unfounded fear,
sure.
and reasonable fear. I use clown.
Yeah.
If you see a clown walking down, I always ask, anybody here afraid of clowns? And there's usually one hand that comes up, and then I'll raise my hand with them. And I say, if you see a clown walking down the street, are you scared enough? And if you shoot him, is that a good reason? No, because there was no reasonable fear there. The reasonable person would just shoot a clown, unless he's carrying a machete.
Well, don't you bring in a company that is the production for the haunted house or the haunted area?
We do it all ourselves. We have a couple, David and Erica, that have been doing it. I think this is their fifth or sixth year now. And, in fact, funny story, we sent them to Universal Studios to go through their haunt about a month ago. And while they're in line to go through the haunt, they overheard people talking about Hawes.
Oh, what an
so
honor.
I was, you know, it's one of the top haunts in the North State, in California, for sure. It's,
so this
they do
weekend,
such a job.
You'll have it going on for how
you
long?
You know, if it's pouring, raining,
yeah.
it just gets unsafe.
Okay.
So it's questionable. Just, okay. you know, watch the website and the Facebook
All right.
on that.
Watch the
we
website.
We do have one more good weekend coming, you know, the one right before Halloween, for
Ooh.
Sure. But if it rains 4 inches like they're talking, it just wouldn't be safe out
well,
there.
Well, you know what? And you're absolutely right, Rick. But on the other hand,
we need the rain,
but we want you to open
it's
up.
Snowing,
so.
It's snowing in the Sierra.
We saw that going out to the ranch yesterday. We saw the snow on the mountains. It was fabulous. Okay. Anyway, so let's go back into this creation and how it's grown. And when you see 30,000 a year, and what an attraction this is, and it just keeps getting better. And then they think every year, how can we get more wicked? Ooh. Did you hear that?
Oh, no. She The only problem with taking Linda out to the corn maze is I may not find her for 2 days as she runs screaming through the maze and then hides out there. Do you have search parties that I can?
Search parties.
So quite a few years ago, we did have a couple get lost for a while. They were pretty freaked out. We found them. They didn't call 911, but it was close.
Oh my gosh. Do they have to wear, now, do you have put a wrist, it might be an interesting thing to have wristbands or something around people that you can track them while they're on your property.
Let's just take a break right now. Take a deep breath because you are just bubbling here.
I'm excited about this.
When we come back with Greg Hawes from Hawes Farms, I want to talk about the preparation time for this. You have Thursday nights or family nights with a lot of things for kids, and I understand it's free. And then, of course, we're going to talk some more about the scary things that have made you world famous. Okay. Last night, my head hit the pillow.
Oh yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, with the weather change like this.
Until this morning. Because I had because of the weather, I'm starting to have, you know, for the first time, I don't get headaches, but all of a sudden I'm starting to have a sinus headache as the weather was changing. The Sleep Number bed, it doesn't guarantee you perfect sleep. They can't do that. But Sleep Number beds are rated 1 and 2 in Consumer Reports. You can adjust your side of the bed so it's comfortable for you. You know, life is compromised as many times. But you don't have to compromise with your loved one.
That's a great word.
On the bed.
When it comes to your sleep number setting.
My sleep number setting last night was 40.
And I put mine down to 20.
Your sleep number setting was?
My sleep number setting was 20.
We have to say those exact words, by the way.
Well, but we do advocate that when you get a deep sleep, it's the truth, is that especially when we're going through crazy times in our world, is that, you know, what do you have control over? Well, you can have control over your sleep number setting. That is the truth.
And, you know, if you watch your diet, if you go to bed hungry or too full, you may have trouble falling asleep. Nicotine, caffeine, alcohol can also disrupt sleep. There's another sleep number tip coming from Sleep Number. And since proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, which starts with our sleep number adjustability, you can save up to $700 on Sleep Number 360 smart beds for a limited time. Plus special financing only at our Sleep Number store here in Reading and the Target Shopping Center over by the Vitamin Shop. Now, the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back. Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is backed by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, Director of Reading Electric Utility. Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming in proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
I'm singing in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Just singing in the rain. We're on YouTube right now, by the way, everybody. Put up our YouTube channel for everybody to see. And you're going to see me dancing around the
world. Where's the lamppost that you can twirl on?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we are here with Greg Hawes from Hawes Farms, and approximately 30,000 people a year go wander through there. When do you start getting ready for this, Greg?
Well, we plant the corn end of June and the pumpkins end of June, so it's almost year-round. So we go to a maize conference in usually March, where a bunch of us crazy farmers get together, about 500 of us, and we pick a different part of the country and go share ideas, and that gets the wheels turning and start, you know, gearing up. And then,
have we ever had that here?
Yeah. Oh, probably 10 years ago.
Okay. So we had it here. Yep. Great. Okay. And so it starts really in June, but it's kind of a year-round thing. You have a big conference with other corn maize people.
Yep,
that's great.
I feel that from you and, you know, people on our listening audience, that there's a lot of, you have a lot of pride in what you do.
Yeah.
I feel it from you.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice to share what we have. I'm lucky enough to be born with this heritage. You know, I'm fifth generation. 1863 is when the farm came in the family. And
wow.
I'm really proud, and I'm teaching, you know, for my kids, one of them hopefully will take this on and to keep it going, because it's pretty unique. It's beautiful out there. I mean, Cow Creek comes along, and Sacramento River
is beautiful right there.
It's just beautiful.
And now, I'm going to interrupt here just for a second. I just want to insert this question, is that when you talk about in the 1800s, where did your family settle from?
Sure. So they came from New York, upstate New York. There was some argument that maybe he was Canadian, but he's right up on the north
side. But that's, you know, people don't realize that upper New York, northern New York, is a very much a farming area.
Absolutely.
And an outdoor area, trapping, hunting, all that up there.
Absolutely.
They're not like New York City. Yeah.
So he was in early 20s, and he sailed around the Horn and came to Frisco, and then migrated up here, and he owned some land out at Horsetown, out Clear Creek, and made some money in gold, and then the rest is history.
Gold. So he came out in 49?
Yeah, it was 51, right in there.
That's okay. Cool.
Wow.
That is so exciting.
See, I didn't know that.
That's great stuff about now, how our state was settled. I love to hear about the earlier settlers and what brought them here and how it happens. And now you're fifth generation.
Awesome, huh?
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yeah.
Now, let's get to the haunting. You've got the corn maze. And how long does it take you to get to the corn maze?
Oh, probably 15 to 20 minutes on each of them. So
if you're running really fast, no.
Yeah, some a little faster.
Some a little faster. Okay, what are the other, you've got four of these.
Yeah, so we also have the Sinister Workshop, which is like, remember the Home Alone movie where the little guy gets left? So we did something similar where they pester the customers and torment them as they come through.
Yeah.
And then the Zombie Slayer paintball ride. I love
Zombie
that one
Slayer Paintball Ride.
So you actually get to get up and shoot zombies. And so they have paintball guns, and there's about 30 people on a trailer. And so little five-year-olds and grandmas can come, and anybody in between. Who doesn't want to shoot somebody?
That would be fun.
Breath and trigger control in there?
Yeah. Okay. Now you're in control. That's when you're in control.
Are these real zombies running around out there?
They are, yeah.
Oh, so you got people all armored up.
Now, are those paid participants? Are those kids in school that are extra credit, or how does that work?
You know, it's some years we have a lot of people that want to be a zombie, and some years it's tough. This year we have a good group. We have Danny. We pay him $20 an hour, so it's not jump change. But
$20 an hour.
Oh man!
But, okay, you got two right here. Okay, you may have four. Right? You may have four.
No,
I think it comes to producers.
I don't want
too.
Any paintball coming at me, but I wouldn't mind being the paintball shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I guess it's quite the adrenaline rush. There's about 30 guns aiming at you. And, you know, there's literally hundreds of shots coming at you at one time. So it's.
That's not chump change. That's a great little, like, get ready for Christmas.
And then,
money.
That's right. And
yeah.
It's into their shift. Yeah, I got shot 432 times today. I don't know if 20 is enough. Okay. All right. That's three. What's the fourth?
Yeah, the last one is called the Unknowns. And that's we've taken some old container boxes and built some little buildings. So you go in and you. There's one room that almost feels like you're like going down below. It's a good effect. Aliens and different monsters are down there.
How creative.
Yeah, we have a gentleman named Chris Pitt that's helped me for a lot of years too. And him along with Eric and David, they're just over the top as far as the effects.
It's really man.
Neat. Now, we could go on and on about this, as you can probably tell. But you have other things going on there. You've got a carousel.
Well, the daytime. So it's really neat because the parents will bring their little kids out. And this year we added a horse carousel, which is, that's my favorite ride. I remember all my girls, especially, taking them on it. And this is a 1947 Allen Herschel. So it's a collector's item. And
for those who may not know the famous names of carousel makers.
He is the one. I mean,
Now, would you have known that? Or has that been a passion of yours? Because I got to look it up now.
I've learned it. Our train is an Allen Herschel, so he built many amusement rides. And after the World War II, you know, the economy was doing well, and that's when he really started building a lot of carousels. And it's a nice three abreast, just like you'd see at the fair.
Oh, man.
But that's
how exciting.
Beautiful.
Where did you find that?
Oh, yeah, adults, you bet.
Yeah, of course. Where did you find
you
that?
I found it in
Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
It was an amusement company that had shut down. And the amusements has been tough the last year with COVID because they couldn't operate.
Yeah, but it's just a good old-fashioned carousel that is like when you think about cotton candy and kids and riding on that. That is just makes
Do
my...
Do you have a ring, the brass ring?
Not yet, but it will go in a building next year.
If you remember the old saying and getting the brass ring, there used to be a brass ring on the carousels when you'd reach out and you could grab one of those off, and it was good for a prize.
That will be coming.
Okay, great. Let's talk about Thursday nights.
You bet.
Because that's family night, and I understand that's free admission.
Yeah, so Cyanorama and a couple other people join on board to help make this possible. So they give us some big sponsor money, and so we're making Thursdays free for the kids. So parents pay the normal admission, the kids come in free. And we just want those that, you know, if income's tight, to be able to have a night that they can come out and enjoy the farm.
Great.
That
now,
makes
we
my
have
heart
some questions
full.
In here from our chat.
Okay.
What year was the old White House built on the Hawes Ranch?
1972-73.
I'm not sure what they're talking about.
1872-73.
Okay, I was going to say that didn't sound old.
No,
but 18. Our house is older than that. Okay, so that was built then. Was that for the family back then?
Yes.
Okay.
And my ancestors, many of them were born there.
And
did you live in that house?
I did not. A different side of the family, but.
Okay.
And then the other says, $20 an hour. Where do I sign up? I won't even have to put on makeup or change my clothes. There you go, buddy. Just get a helmet.
Do you want to talk about, future plans?
Yeah. So one of the next things, we want to expand our farm market. So we have a nice farm market down the road where I grew up, right along the river. And eventually I want to move that next to the store. We have a nice, building. We're going to make a country store. And I visualize local honeys and cheeses and crafts and then all the stuff we grow. A nice spot where people can come by local, where they know where their food comes from.
What do you grow for those who are listening today and perhaps haven't ventured to Haas Farm.
The only reason
we
know Haas Farms is because of the
pumpkin.
You know, the
pumpkin.
Yeah. So produce is a lot. We have, you know, all the watermelons and tomatoes, cantaloupes, corn, you know, all the stuff that we all eat. We grow that there. And then we also do about 1,600 acres of grain, mainly wheat. In fact, we planted 75 acres right before the storm last night. So,
is that good?
So we're full-time farmers.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Right before the storm?
Yep.
Okay, you did that on purpose then.
Yeah, we hit it hard, and it's nice. We have some nice equipment now, and it's farming's a lot easier than it used to be.
Well, you're rested, and you come in early. Well, of course, you're a farmer, so you get up early. But, you know, is there like this adrenaline thing that takes you through the season?
Absolutely.
And then do you, after this, when does the farm, the farm never closes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when do you just go, boom, I'm out, don't talk to me
Great
for.
Question. Yeah. So it is an adrenaline. I'm an adrenaline junkie that way. I don't do drugs or any of that. I work and create and build. And so the season ends in October, and then we run right into fall planting, and that hits hard till, you know, we get done around Thanksgiving. So after that, it's time to go to Florida, Mexico, Hawaii, one of those places with my family for a week or two.
Oh, that's nice.
And decompress.
So you have some downtime. Okay. So the number one thing for you, share with our listeners, for you being fifth generation Haas, what would you, besides, maybe it is this harvest fair, festival, Halloween thing that you do, but what's your biggest joy besides your family?
Yeah. I guess just seeing all the people out there happy. I mean, really, it's when everything's working right and firing all cylinders, everybody's having a great time. It's just very rewarding. It's hard to picture, but I just walk around and just watch people have fun. It's amazing.
You know,
do you ever have a media tour?
So we used to always have the media come out before we opened, and with COVID we stopped.
Yeah.
We didn't start it this year, so we got to look at that again.
Cool.
Yeah,
we've been out there before.
Yep.
We've been out there
years
before.
Years and years ago.
Yep. Seems like you had a helicopter out there.
And they flew over the maze.
And then I was also out there for a reenactment. You used to have reenactments out there,
yep.
And they used to put the Union and the Confederate camps up and all this, and then they'd have an attack across the field.
Yep.
No, I used to have all that stuff out there.
You bet.
But COVID's probably put a real kibosh on this.
It was a tough.
Yeah.
It's been tough.
Yeah. But people are coming out now.
Farming never ends.
No, it did not stop.
Nope.
You know, and we're losing so many of our family farms.
We are.
Because it's just gotten so hard. And then now with the cost of fuel, is the cost of seeds, and you know, as far as I know, it's just seeds, or however you plant, is
Fertilizer's just about doubled this year versus last. So that's fuel and fertilizer are two biggest increases.
Wow. Okay.
So,
and hey, you know what? Fertilizer. Now, we have our horse produces so much fertilizer every day. And if you, in fact, out there where we keep her, there's just piles of that stuff. If you ever need any fertilizer like that, I mean, it's good, clean, you know, hay.
You can't probably
bought from you, by the way. Bought from you.
The circle of life.
The circle of life comes back to you.
Yes.
It comes from you. It could come back to you. Anyway, just started.
So thank you, Greg Haas from Haas Farms. And, of course, you know, enjoy, even in the rain, whatever, if there's a little opening, go out to Haas Farms and check out this wonderful event with the, what's it called again?
Well, Historic Haas Farms.
Right, okay. But
Fall Festival.
Fall Festival.
And remember that Thursdays are free admission for the kids, and pony rides, carousels, train rides, all types of things.
All right, thanks for
Greg,
joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for coming in so early.
Appreciate it.
We've gone over time here. It's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yes, I went in yesterday and deposited a check, and they're just such a wonderful, on Hartnell, they're just a wonderful bank to do business with. Located on Riverside Drive. There's 3 and 4 locations. Another one's opening up in Anderson, Cornerstone Community Bank. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Having football down to a science starts with having sleep down to a science. Because the better you sleep, the better you show up on game day. That's why NFL players rely on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It senses their movement and automatically adjusts to keep them effortlessly comfortable. And it tracks vital sleep metrics like average heart rate and average breath rate, so they know exactly how well they slept. It tackles the science. All they have to do is sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:37 in the morning, and I'm almost afraid to see what the temperature is. But it's, I know that it's, oh, it's 50. That's not too bad. Your air quality index is 27 today, so that's, you know, fair. That's good. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has been doing this for a couple of decades. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it for you, guarantees it for life. Get your windshield repaired by a Master Windshield Repair Specialist. You're not going to be disappointed. It's a veteran-owned business. You can have make an appointment at 241-8373. For a free inspection and analysis, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Hey, we're here with Dave Cox.
Good morning.
From KIXE.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I was listening to your show on the way down from Weaverville, and I got to tell you, you had me at Scotch and Cigar.
Do you live in Weaverville?
I live in Weaverville. I drive down every morning. I love the drive. It's not bad at all.
You especially and Dan since Beans.
Dan and I live not too far from each other. In fact, Dan and I have been friends for a long time.
Have you lived in Weaverville a long time?
36 years.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just learning this now.
Yeah, I moved over there in 85 to take a job as a young deputy sheriff in Trinity County in the area where we used to camp and recreate. And when I had the chance to make a living and live there, I jumped on it from Eureka. I was born and raised in Eureka.
You were?
Yeah.
So you were deputy sheriff in
That's right. We know
Trinity County.
Yes, I did 31 years. I was a deputy sheriff.
31 years? See, I had no idea you had that much time.
Yeah, I started as a baby cop in Eureka in the early, early 80s.
So you knew Verhoog. I mean, no. So you knew Kelly, which?
Merle.
Merle
Harpham.
Yes.
Yeah. Merle was my Pop Warner football coach and later was my captain at Eureka Police Department. And then in 85, I came over and worked for the sheriff's office for 12 years. And then I finished my career 17 years as the chief investigator for the district attorney up there, retiring in 2013 after 31 years of service.
How did you get into public media, the KIXC?
It was not planned. I was at home, retired, minding my own business. Had a few little entrepreneurial-type things going on in my life. I've always been that way. And I got a call asking me if I would consider being a member of the board of directors for KIXC. They needed a good board member from Trinity County.
Mm.
I came down. I agreed to do it, and I was doing that for a couple of years. And then we had a meeting, and our general manager at the time, Mike, was having some medical issues that he needed some time off to take care of, so we certainly gave him that time. We're expecting him back the following February, and he came in. We were waiting to welcome Mike back, and he said, before we get started, I've been here 39 years, I've had a great career, I've never had 2 months off, and I retire.
Well, that's how it happens. So that's interesting. So you stepped in.
And so I was asked to be the interim for a while, and then about 10 months into that, you know, everything started falling together, and I already had a very good team there. And what I brought to the table in my law enforcement career was I had spent years and years leadership leading teams and toward common goals and projects, and that seemed to be a good marriage, and it's worked ever since, and I'm just finishing the fourth year already. It just goes fast.
What's your average day?
You get here
in the morning.
I get here in the morning, go over all our emails and see what the commitments are for the day. We have different team meetings. We might meet with production. We might meet with auction and lay out what the plans are for the day. And we just move forward.
And KIXC reaches how many counties?
So we represent the 10 northeastern counties in the state. We're really big, and our signal reaches over 500,000 viewers and 283,000 households, and it's free. And if you have an antenna, you don't have to pay for it. And that's one of the things, because we want to get people to enjoy good educational programming, and we also provide community outreach and support.
Well, let me tell you, it's hard for me to get behind public radio. It just is, for a variety of reasons. But our local TV, public TV station that you all have, KIXC, I'm 100% in support, and I'll tell you why. Only there are you going to get kid shows that you can literally put your kid down in front of of the TV, you know, on that, you know, on certain, you know, you don't let them watch it all the time, of course, but you have, you know, outstanding programming for kids. You have that, you know, you have the auction, or not the auction, but the, well, you're going to talk about that, but the Antique Roadshow.
Right. That's fun.
We have the History Channel and
Antique
Roadshow. And something you're going to be really happy about that I wanted to specifically talk to you guys about today.
Okay.
We are getting ready to host.
Raise your head up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We are getting ready to host American Veteran. It's a series. America has 18 million living veterans from World War II to Afghanistan to Iraq, and this is told exclusively through veterans' voices.
Mm.
American Veteran presents their experiences in a four-part TV series, and that's starting in October, the end of the month.
Wow.
And then another thing I'm pretty happy about that's already going, it kind of fell in line with your previous guest, Mr. Hawes, is that we are currently showing a program called American Grown. My job depends on ag, and it focuses on different agricultural things going on in the North State.
There's a Facebook page.
Yes.
That my job depends on ag, and it's amazing the things that it's just so hard.
Yes.
To be a farmer today.
Yes.
To be a family farm like Hawes has got. He's got the maize and everything that helps make up the difference.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, that's another great series that's on there. Plus, Linda every week watches Lawrence Welk.
Right.
love Lawrence Welk.
And you know, another thing we've been working really hard on, you guys, is that the importance of local relevant content for our viewers here in the North State. And so a couple of things we're working on right now, so that you know, is that we just finished and are getting ready to air in December a documentary on the life and uprising career of local country musician Chad Bushnell.
Oh, great.
We'll be doing an hour program on Chad.
Oh, boy.
And then also in the first part of next year, we did a series. Actually, it was my father-in-law. His name is Linton Scott. He's from Trinity Center. He's 91 years old. His family owned the Trinity Center guest ranch back in the day, and he came in and we filmed him for 2 hours with a VIP audience as he described and showed pictures of the Trinity Valley prior to the building of the dam. And what that Trinity Valley looked like back in the day and the old guest ranch and then everything that was needed to make the transition to become and then the building of the dam and now Trinity Lake. But he does a history presentation of that valley prior to the dam. That's just amazing. We were just so honored to get him on film, you know, because he's not getting any younger. And
we
want to try now to go to each of our 10 viewing counties and identify people just like him.
Right.
And do the same thing so that we can document. And those are things that are relevant that our viewers really would be interested in and would appreciate. So we're trying to bring a lot of local content. We're trying to bring content that everyone's interested in watching.
That's fantastic. All right, so we're going to take a break.
I have
on that
some
note.
Ideas.
This portion of the show, Estate Granite, Mike at Estate Granite, speaking of somebody who's local and does great work and has integrity, veteran-owned business. He works very, very hard in designing maybe it would be your kitchen, your bathroom, anything that has to do with stone or tile. Give Mike at Estate Granite a call, 241-STONE. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, or you can find us at KCNR1460.com and join our chat pack. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Base light pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sands, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North Thursdate Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios
you,
at KCNR.
We get rolling here at the break.
A lot of rain-oriented music today. Well, that's okay. Yeah. We need rain. Yeah. Hey, welcome back. It's 7:50 in the morning here on the 20th of October, and it's 50 degrees out there and rain. It's going to rain all week, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great place to go to. Super people there. Great selection of jewelry from Native American to estate to specially designed.
Locally owned and operated.
Four Winds Jewelry. We're here with Dave Cox, who's the general manager of KIXC. They're getting ready to have the big auction, and we found out today is that Dave was 31 years in law enforcement.
I was.
I had no idea about that. I just thought you kind of came up through the ranks of, you know, public broadcasting.
Nope.
You've done a great job, my friend.
Thank you.
So tell us about the auction.
We're very excited again this year. As you know, a lot of our listeners and your listeners know that one of our hugest fundraisers every year are the KIXC auctions. And it's a big part of what we do, and we really enjoy doing it. And because of the generosity of so many in our area, we once again are able to bring you a fantastic auction. It will air starting in November on the 3rd. It'll be four nights that week and then four nights the following week starting at 7 p.m. There's been some changes to the auction. Originally, it was due to COVID last year. That is not the case this year, but the program portion is now pre-recorded. And the reason for that is we found out last year when we had to do it due to COVID that we put the bidding and the registration online, and we were able to start the bidding a month ahead of the programming. And then what we did is we pre-recorded the actual shows so that our faithful watchers who enjoy watching the auction still could go to the auction and watch it and participate and have that same experience. It's not quite as intimate as it has been in the past, where there's lots of energy and live action stuff going on. But what we found was once we opened our auction up to the internet, we had so many more people that could participate, and we made a lot more money, and people appreciated how smooth it went because you register online. It's super easy. It's KIXE.org/auction, and it comes up. You register. It takes 2 minutes, and then you can look at all on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer. You can look at all of the items, and you just bid right there, and your bid is done. And then if you get outbid.
Are you finished with live auctions now?
Well, we don't know, but we're thinking that maybe we could go back to a two auction system where maybe in the spring when we have our wine auction, it's a smaller auction, we could do it maybe live and then have our big auction remain the online. But, you know, we've had...
You're not the only one that has discovered that, by the way.
Yeah, we've had really good responses.
Other organizations that depend on donations and everything, they have found that when they went online that... Two things happened. One, it cut the whole cost of having to put on an extravaganza, and they got really good results from that. The only thing is that it kind of takes away that linkage of the people that linkage you have of people looking and kind of like identifying with the station or that organization.
And I agree with you. And we're already looking at ways that we can mitigate that. And one of the things we're thinking next year is that instead of having the full-on show pre-recorded, maybe we could focus more on the donors, the people that are giving us the items that we are selling at the auction.
Oh, I like that idea.
And we could give them platforms to talk about their businesses and why they support KIXE and what they can,
I like that.
And those kinds of things to give them the exposure to show that community that we're a community television station.
That's a good idea.
So that's one of the things that we're looking at. But once again, we had over $105,000 retail value of items donated.
Mm.
And you wouldn't believe what we have. We have kayaks.
Mm.
We have barbecues. We have patio furniture. We had one donor at a Lodi gave us $19,000 worth of wine.
Woo!
And we have a beautiful Weatherby 12-gauge shotgun that's already getting fantastic bids. The Reading Firearms Academy came through again with a lot of gift certificates for CCW renewals.
Yeah.
There's just a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah. So anyway, let's share with our listening audience again where you go online.
Okay, so you can do it two ways. You can go to KIXE.org, just our webpage.
Okay.
And then there's an icon right on our website.
Uh-huh.
Or you can go straight to KIXE.org/auction. It brings it right up and it says register. And then view items, and then you can just look at everything real time. And we're already at over $16,000, and we haven't even started airing the program until next month.
See?
And we're at 16 grand right now because there's a lot of people that can't sit and watch the show each night.
Right.
But wherever they are, they can pull up and look and see where their bid is.
Right.
And our program allows you, if you get outbid, you get a text or an email that says you've been outbid.
Oh, I like that. So you can look at the items now.
Right. You can bid on them right now.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, it's wide open.
The one thing about when you're doing the, when you did it live, you talk about live TV. It is totally uncontrollable.
Yes.
And when, especially if you're paired up as Linda and I were with Jack Potter and a couple other people. I almost was rolling on the ground.
Ugh.
Jack Potter is a funny
guy.
Jack
and
is.
He is. And, but we all have to move forward.
Yep.
And we can't, be stuck in things that work okay when other things work better.
Mm-hmm.
So the auction is, you can go to KIXE.org.
.org/auction.
Look at the items now, everything from shotguns to patio furniture. I think the more outdoor stuff, I think it would appeal to a lot of people that way as opposed to paintings and these things. Of course, there's always places for paintings.
Of course, we love our paintings. We love our art.
Then, what we went into and we got outbid was the chimes.
The chimes are always beautiful. But, I've
got
to share with you really quickly about a fantastic donation we got from the Chico business community this year. It's called the Diamond Experience. You won't believe this one. It's our most luxurious single auction item. So the winning couple is chauffeured by me, Dave Cox, and you spend the day in Chico. Your first stop is at Diamond W Western Wear, where the husband is custom fitted for a brand new pair of alligator cowboy boots. You are then shuttled over to Kirk's Jewelry, where the wife receives a pair of beautiful diamond earrings. Next, you're over to Pasha Handmade Rugs, where you select a rug for your home. After that, you enjoy dinner for two at the lovely Crush Restaurant in Chico, and it's culminated by your stay for two at the Hotel Diamond.
Oh, man. And if you're not stayed at the Hotel Diamond, that's a wonderful experience in itself.
Yeah, and that was David Halimi, who's the owner of Diamond W Western Wear. He called. We've become friends. We've participated with his bull riding events, KIXE. He's a big supporter. And he said, let me put together a diamond package for you. And he did. And he's doing a great job. And,
you've talked about him. I want to go online, or I want to go to Chico and see Diamond W Western Wear.
Oh, you would love his store. It's absolutely beautiful. He's owned it for 30-something years.
A pair of alligator boots, hand fitted for you.
Oh my gosh, we get cowboys and Indians. We were just looking at it last night.
That's got to be worth a grand.
It's got Rip on the front, by the way, happen to love.
It's a $5,000 package. The opening bid is $2,500, and we're yet to have an opening bid, so I would encourage someone, if you wanted to have the ultimate date night, that's it, folks, right there.
Wow.
And supporting KIXE.
And we know what alligator boots would cost.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And especially handmade. So.
Yep. Yeah. And again, it starts November 3rd on Channel 9 at 7 p.m., and it'll run the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then we take a little break, and then we're back the following Wednesday, the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. And what else is nice about it is that all of the items offered this year on the auction, regardless of what night they are highlighted on the show, they will hard close on the last night at 10:30 p.m. So all of the items will remain open for bidding to the last minute, 10:30 on the 13th, and then they all hard close at the same time, and then you receive an email telling you how and when to come pick up your items.
So let's talk about that diamond package again. So that would be, is there a specific...
Raucous public comment period.
Ooh.
That went on to 4 o'clock. About an hour into the public comments, Supervisor Patrick Jones interrupted public comments with a motion to send a letter to Newsom, which caused cheers and applause, resulted in cheers and applause, I would say. Anyway, the vote was 3-2 not to do that. Many who spoke talked about the walkout on Monday. The hundreds, if not a thousand people, hundreds and hundreds of people out there at the Sundial Bridge to protest state vaccine mandates for teachers and students. And Terry, were you there?
Yeah, the whole time.
Okay. So what happened?
And that isn't quite accurate, but I know it's hard to get information on this, but actually, one of the things that happened is there was a motion that was brought forward because legally the Shasta County Board of Supervisors can end a local emergency, and they refused to do that. Of course, Les Baugh and Patrick Jones basically were for doing that, and the other three, of course, weren't. It got to a point where even in public comment, Les Baugh came down from where he sits and got in line in public comment to make his comment about how they should do that. Then they wanted to have a discussion, just to bring it up for discussion on what they should do, if the mandates go any further or that sort of stuff. And Modi and Cominti, and who's a disappointment, and Rickert, they didn't want to do it. But it is legal for them to stop the local emergency. The emergency is false anyway. A lot of this has gone to court. There were probably, I would say, a minimum of 300 people yesterday, and they spoke from 9 o'clock until almost 4:30, and people were still coming, but Joe Cominti had ended public comment at that point. I believe they're going to have another rally on Monday. I'm not totally clear on when it is. I want to say it's going to be about 10 o'clock, but I do believe it's at the same place where the rally was this last week,
Sundown,
where there was well over 1,000 people. Also, the fact is that 45% of the students didn't show up at school on Monday. So really and truly, one of the things that were brought up at the Board of Supervisors by Cominti is that they serve the whole public, okay? Well, they may serve all the public, but basically the whole public was not there. You had 300 people that made the effort, a lot of people missing work, and letting the supervisors know about the fact that they don't like the meetings in the morning because they have to take off work to go. The other thing that was really disturbing and probably brought the most comment was the fact that Joe Cominti said, well, we need to fly under the radar, so basically we don't piss off the governor and we get our money. It's that simple. There were people who said some very, poignant things to Joe Cominti. To make that comment, in other words, we'll just back down. And, I mean, I'm sure that's what the people in Nazi Germany did when they smelled the furnaces burning with people's bodies in there. And people may say that's a little extreme, but is it when you see 10 or 15 mothers get up there and talk about how they're afraid that their child who has a heart condition or some other condition, in fact, one mother said that the doctor, she had five different doctors recommend that her son never get a vaccine like that because of his heart situation and because of the blowback on the vaccine, which isn't really a vaccine. And we've talked about that.
Terry, if somebody has five doctors saying that the kid shouldn't have a vaccine, then he's not going to get one. I mean, isn't that an exception?
Well, no, because you still have to get one to go to school, or you have to be isolated from school, Carl. And this is January 1st. I mean, I think part of the problem is that we need to be really informed when we talk about these things, and I think that what happens is we don't get enough feedback, or unless you're at these meetings or something, they're really not covered well. But the real deal is that it doesn't matter what the doctors say, the kid would just, well, you have to homeschool him, or, you know, he can do virtual learning, which a lot of teachers don't like because they don't feel that that's
they don't have the distance learning anymore, by the way, offered
by
the schools.
Well, they may reenact that, though. I mean, you're talking about January 1st. I mean, really and truly, the problem with the vaccine, as we talked about before, is the analogy of the brakes. There's no guarantee on the vaccine, and it's an open-ended vaccine.
Yeah,
a leaky vaccine because you have to get
Let me ask a question
and as
here.
Of yesterday, they're saying you're going to need at least three additional boosters. Now, Dr. Danuka is going to host a bunch of doctors talking about this. And Doc spoke on Monday about this, and I really think that it's a matter of what you said the other day, and I agree with you, and that's it's the choice of the person. If
Absolutely.
They want to get a vax, knock yourself out. If they don't, that's fine.
Terry, the school boards, the board of supervisors doesn't have control over the schools.
That's not true either in regards to the fact that in Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, it specifically states that the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land, and the state of California recognizes that, and it is an inseparable part of that, which means the United States Constitution trumps the California Constitution, which, by the way, also says that it has to adhere, as I just said, to the Constitution of the United States. In Article 20, they take an oath to both constitutions, and when they take that oath, that overrides anything. The state of emergency is a mandate. It's not law. Law can only be done by the legislative body. And so that is basically BS. The Board of Supervisors can end a local state of emergency and therefore not give legs to the state. That's just not true. So legally, this is just sort of like rhetoric. Well, we really can't do anything. We'll fly under the radar. So no one takes our money. That's exactly what he said. So no one takes the money.
Which San Joaquin County?
Pardon me?
San Joaquin County.
Tom Patty.
Approved a resolution prohibiting.
Terry, take a breath. Turn Terry down
just for a second. Terry, this is a conversation, not a lecture. Okay. So I talk too. I go back and forth with you on this. We just turned Terry down so you could listen. It said they approved a resolution prohibiting requiring people to show vaccine passports for entry into its county offices. So they passed something like that. Okay.
Yeah, so when he did that, what happened? Sorry, I really can't. It seems like there's a delay. It's probably
okay.
My phone. I've had some problems here. Sorry
All right.
about that.
Go ahead,
okay.
Terry.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, in essence, what happens in San Joaquin is that, yes, what they did, see, here's another misnomer. The Board of Supervisors saying, well, if Karen Ransford makes a decision, that's the decision. Well, that's not true, as you know and I know and everybody knows. The Board of Supervisors hires and fires that position. Now, the health director in San Joaquin County is fighting on behalf of the county, saying that they don't want to issue anything to the schools, that they don't want to enforce this because the health department would be the enforcing agent of this particular mandate of vaccines and stuff. They're the ones who would enforce it. So if they serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, again, it's BS that they don't have control. So there's a big call in getting rid of Karen Ransford and putting somebody else in. Meeting with the doctors is going to be really interesting here locally.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And let's know when that is again today. We do have to take a break. We're 3 minutes
over
time.
Okay, thanks,
and we
Karen
do
for
have a caller
call.
On the line, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. It is the 20th of October, 8:21 in the morning. 50 degrees out there, going to a whopping 57 today. Rain today, tomorrow, all weekend. When somebody's talking and I need to say something, we just turn them down. I don't want to be disrespectful to the person, but, sometimes there is a delay and, so that happens. Don't think that I don't, that I'm just turning people
off. That you're not important.
Yeah, no, that not at all. You know, you may not agree with Terry, but Terry is someone who cares about the county, cares about the people. You may not agree with him, but he is a strong advocate for the Constitution. He's a strong advocate for people making their own choice. So this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, they've got the area's only Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery time. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Let's go to the phones, Mark. All right, thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The bill that Gavin Newsom signed that most people don't realize is that it includes private schools. It says public and private schools.
Yeah.
When you file, we've been homeschooling years because my daughter has had a really bad reaction to vaccine. So we ended up stop vaccinating our child. And So we've been homeschooling for years. And so now, when you file your homeschool affidavit, you are a private school.
Really?
You are considered by the state to be a private school. And so this, what people don't realize, is this bill he signed includes homeschooling. So there is no way to get away from this other than to move out of this state.
Wow, there's some gravity,
Mark,
with that.
I did not know that homeschooling was counted as a private school.
Yes, I am considered the same as Liberty or any of the other Christian schools or any private school, which most people don't realize that, like Liberty, all the kids there will have to get vaccinated. Every private school and homeschooler is considered a private school. So either you're going to have to go rogue, meaning you no longer file your homeschool affidavit, which now makes you a lawbreaker, which then gives them the ability to take your kids because you're truant. You're not teaching your kids. They can consider that child abuse because you aren't, quote-unquote, properly schooling your child. This opens a door, a Pandora's box, for the state to get into
Wow.
even the homeschool homes that people do not realize.
All right. So what can be done about it? What did your home conversation look like? Share with our listeners your predicament.
Okay. So we have been in contact with HSLDA, which is our homeschool legal defense fund. But here's the problem. They cannot do anything until we are actually impacted. So you can't pre-file a lawsuit. So until we are physically harmed, we can't file a lawsuit. Now, HSLDA is looking into it and preparing, but by then it's too late. So we are literally at the point where you're like, okay, so we either go rogue or we move out. And I don't think people realize, I personally know of several homeschool families that have already put the houses up for sale on the market and are getting out of California solely because of this.
Well, you know, I just read an article, Mark, that says, you know, California keeps talking about how, oh, yeah, we're not really losing people and blah, 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 blah. But indeed, when they do a survey, they found that 25% of Californians were thinking, just like you, it's time to go. And when you think about it, like when Elon Musk moved Tesla, when he was talking about problems he was having, the one of the leaders from that area said essentially, F you. I mean, that's what she wrote. And so he moved everything to Texas, as we know. But it's not Musk. It's people like you and the hundreds of thousands of other people that have just said, you know, enough. And they're going to go to some other place. Either they have a job or they've retired or they've got some place they can pick up another job, because there's other places that there's, you know, as we know right now, the employment market is very, very strong if you're looking for a job. You know what? I think we're getting ready to have a crisis here. More of a crisis. God knows we're having a crisis.
My family's been in Northern California since 1840. I'm like seventh generation here.
Wow.
And, you know, we moved here from Missouri from 1840. Well, I'll tell you what, Missouri's starting to look pretty good.
Missouri's got a lot of things going for it, that's for sure. And as has Tennessee, Texas, if you like the weather, the Dakotas, any of these. Idaho's not pushing real hard right now since they've gotten such an abundance of Californians moving in. Okay, Mark,
yeah,
our hearts go out to you, man.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear these things, Carl, my heart feels so heavy because... Yeah. I was thinking about a friend of mine today who has really been heavy on my mind, which I'm going to have to call her. But when her son was acting up at a certain grade, she just pulled him out of school and said, I'm going to homeschool because you're not going to be that kind of teenager or whatever mm-hmm. he was going, whatever, 12 or whatever it was. I don't know the particular age. And I was thinking about her this morning, and that's what you do. I mean, it's like you are not going to turn that way. So you have these families, that was yesteryear. So you have these families, like the gentleman who just called, and you know, we're going to do it. We're going to grow our own food. We're going to homeschool. We're not going to take part of, and so you change your life in order to abide or live by your certain set of rules and your standards, and now, you can understand why people will kind of put this in a pile of kind of this communism feel. Well, you don't have any room to wiggle. There is no wiggle room here. Well, you can feel that. Can you imagine?
No, people know that I and you have been vaccinated, as have our staff. I think that in my own beliefs, this is my belief that, the vaccination does not scare me, does not concern me. I think that we have doctors in our families, both agree with, the vaccinations. However, I am so strongly against these mandates where you're forcing people, and especially kids.
Yes.
I have a real problem with this, that a family that says, I don't want my five-year-old vaccinated, and they're just getting ready to, I think, Jared, what did you say? Jared comes in, and Jared is not a political guy, let me tell you, but he came in this morning with that part about the children being vaccinated.
Yeah, they said they were trying to approve, I think, the Pfizer vaccine for children 5 through 12, and they said they were going to give them a third dose of the, you know, what we would get.
Okay, so they're getting a third of the dose.
Well, I don't know if it's approved yet. I think it's...
No, it hasn't been. But see, that's why they're waiting to this July 2022. The leadership we have right now in our nation, elections have consequences, my friends. And this is what we're doing. You've got states that are fighting it. Texas, Florida, many other states are saying, no, you're not going to mandate this. Southwest Airlines backed off.
Did they?
On their saying is that, well, we're not going to have, not until we, you know, we go through the whole process. You know, they just made a hard date right then. And then they backed off. We got to take a quick break here. We're going to give away some tickets as soon as we get back, and a special surprise gift for those people who get these tickets. So get your phone ready. It's 8:30 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell is a woman of integrity and honor. She's been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, if you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. And they are really good people down there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Grot. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today we talked with Hawes Farms and all the big things they have going on out there. Then we talked with KIXE on their winter auction festival, holiday auction festival, and that's online right now at kixe.org/auction. It's online this year. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, you don't get a better haircut anywhere than Cypress Square Barbershop. I've been getting my hair cut there for 14 years since the day I came in to Redding. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only, 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. Let's go to the phones. Betty, good morning.
Hi, one thing I want to say first, Maxwell Insurance. I heard it on your radio. I got some insurance through them. They are wonderful people. They are so helpful. It's a great place.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm just going to tell you that.
Love to network that.
The other thing is that I know some people out of the county, another county, she had a mastectomy.
Yeah,
that thing. And she went through all the stuff she had to go through. She ended up getting COVID. Her little 6-year-old granddaughter got COVID too. She was tested positive. All she had was a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was so minor that they don't get deathly sick. And the other day, I think on your radio, the lady from the health department was on there, and she said something about 500 and some people that were children have died of COVID. That's not true. It's not Shasta County. That could be all over the nation.
No, that's not all over the nation. No, that wasn't in Shasta County at all. No.
Yeah, well, I understood the way she said it. It was Shasta County, the way it came across.
Okay.
And the other thing, I know a couple in this county that got the shots right off the bat. They've had all their shots, and about 3 weeks ago they got COVID pretty bad. And so it doesn't matter if you get all the shots, you can still get COVID and you can get it bad. But they didn't go into the hospital, but they had a very serious case of it.
You know what? And that's true. You can still get COVID once you have the vaccination. They say it's a much lesser conditions, which
they got pretty sick.
Yeah, but they didn't go to the hospital, though.
No, they didn't, but they were very sick. But the problem with this is you think you're vaccinated. You can go around and do anything.
Right.
You can't do that. You still have to protect yourself in lots of ways.
Yes.
Because it's not going to be the answer to back to normal again. It just won't do. You have to still have to be careful.
And that's, you're absolutely right, Betty, and that's why we have to just – we have to have the leadership that says, look, this is going to be part of it. So this is what you have to protect yourself. You have to wash your hands. You have to do your six.
And my mom taught me years and years ago. I've learned that. She always took a flu shot every year, and she'd go into the store, and she'd come out, and she'd sanitize her hands.
That's my mom. Yep.
I remember she'd even put it in her up around her nose. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
But she was that way long before COVID ever was heard of.
My mom is the same way, yeah. There's always hand sanitizer way before this ever happened, just because.
You go into a restaurant, you got your hand sanitizer, you get it out, you know, and you use it there in the restaurant. So we've done these kind of things for years. It's just people have to start doing it. Everybody does it, not just very few of us, you know. I think that would help a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Anyway, that was my take on everything. Thank
really
you for your program.
Really appreciate it, Betty. Okay.
Thank you so much, thank Betty. You.
And we have another caller. We're going to go to Todd. Good morning, Todd. You're live on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Linda and Carl. How are you?
We're
fine.
Good.
How are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, hey, I just left the Reading Airport with a new announcement.
Okay. I was holding this. I was going to hold it, but now you're going to make the announcement.
I'm here. You're my first call this morning.
Oh, okay. Todd, thank you.
We put together very quick, of course. So we just announced that Avello Air, which is our new ultra-low fare carrier out of Reading, is going to be flying from Reading to Las Vegas starting on January 6th.
Okay. Now, let's say this one more time. Yeah. We are going to have a nonstop flight from Reading to Las Vegas.
Beginning when?
Beginning January 6th, it's starting at $29 one way with their 737 airplane, which fits 189 passengers, and it's going to start January 6th. It's only Thursday and Sunday right now, which, to be honest, aren't bad times to spend some time in
no,
Las Vegas.
No, you go down
so
Thursday.
Thursday morning,
oh, my gosh, we're
and
going.
You come back, and you come morning. Back Sunday.
Okay, so what do we have to do in
exactly.
order to get on the inaugural flight? Carl and I are going.
So I booked my ticket at 6 a.m. this morning. It is AvelloAir.com, and they kind of ditch you because everyone says, oh, it's not really $29. But if you don't bring anything with you, it can be because you pay if you want to pick a seat, and you pay if you want to bring on a carry-on bag and or a check bag. But at the end of the day, it is still a very affordable flight. It's about a one-hour flight from Reading to Vegas, and the tickets are live right now. So I think if we fill that plane up, maybe we'll get a third flight out of Avello someday soon.
Well, Linda is on the Linda's on the website right now. So this is huge news. Avello Airlines is going to have a nonstop flight from Reading to Las Vegas. It starts January 6th. They go on Thursdays and Sundays. They fly, so you can fly over Thursday and come back Sunday. Great days, and it's only $29 each way.
Exactly. Introductory fares, $29. Of course, those fluctuate a little bit, but Avello has made a commitment, and that's really how they're driving their market, is they're going to continue to keep airfares low. So you can still fly to Burbank. I think the average price right now is like $59 one way to Burbank. So that's their sweet spot. They want to keep fares low, and they're flying to these great destinations like Vegas and Reading. So we're really excited about it. And, it was a quick turnaround once we heard from Avello just about a week ago, but they're expanding their opportunities and their markets that they serve, and Vegas is going to be their next little hub. So we're excited to be on that first route from Reading to Vegas.
If a person gets frustrated, can they go in person and buy tickets in Reading at the airport?
Ooh, that's a great question. They do have a desk, a counter there. It's the first counter when you walk in. I believe you can walk in and buy a ticket there, but it's only the days that they are flying. And Avello is very into technology and apps, and so, they can, I believe, print a boarding pass, but they're trying to direct everybody through
website
or on the app to buy tickets.
We're Todd Jones, of course, of the EDC, but Todd, did you go to Avello, the website right there? And
Yes.
Okay, and that's what she's on right now. And it goes from Reading, arrives Las Vegas, two tickets, and we're getting ready to say January 6th.
January 6th, and then if you do the low fare calendar, which is the checkbox on the bottom left, it'll show you all the days that they fly, and you have to pick that calendar unless you pick the exact dates, which are fly out January 6th, return on January 9th. It's a startup at the end of the day. They have great pilots and they have great airplanes, but it is a startup, so I know there's been some technology glitches within the website, but I was able to book my ticket this morning.
Okay. Well, we're trying right now. That's great news.
Okay.
And, Todd, thank you. I know that you're involved in this, as, of course, our airport manager and many other people. So this is big news. I mean, you know, people have been talking about this for years. Wouldn't that be great to go right from here to Las Vegas? And
is there a promo code?
There, you know, I don't know if there's a promo code right now. I know they've been running some social media ads for $20 off a flight, which, of course, $29 or $20 off a $29 flight is going to be pretty cheap. So I know on their Facebook page and Instagram, they're running some promo codes. I don't know if they're all eligible for each flight, specifically these new ones. But they always are running things right now. You can get a promo code for, I believe, $20 off to fly to Burbank right now. I know that. So if you stay connected to Avelo's social media, that's where they run a lot of those promo codes.
Excellent. Okay. Gosh, good stuff there.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah. No, it's an exciting news on a rainy Wednesday, and, of course, we're all very grateful for the rain, too.
Okay.
Wow.
We're looking at it right now.
I want to be on the inaugural flight to Las Vegas.
Are you
going to
be there?
I'm going to be there. My wife, Erica, and I, we just booked our tickets. We're front row. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fun flight on that first flight down to Vegas.
I think
absolutely.
So. In fact, the most fun may be that flight.
it might be.
And then, you know, then they have to have, Ubers waiting for people to get them someplace. Okay. Thanks a lot, my friend. Thanks
for
calling.
Yep. Thank you.
You bet.
All right.
Okay. Huge news. Avelo Airlines, and we're looking at it right now. It's $29 each way. To go to Vegas. So we're going to sign up for January 6th. So if you think that it's, you know, maybe that's the time to go to Vegas, that might be a good way to show them that we appreciate that kind of fare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Remembering our past and looking to our future. Yeah, well, they've been here since 1967 as a great company. It's an employee-owned company. They're always looking for great drivers. They will train drivers there also, or take you right out of school and train you the SST way. They deliver fuel, of course, all around our area here, but also in the western United States. Great pay, great benefits. Like I said, it's an employee-owned company. And now it's 50 degrees, it's going to be getting colder. How about that Toyo heater, that Toyo water heater? They're the dealers for that, and always have hot water. It runs on kerosene, and I've used those before, and they are just outstanding. Instant hot water for as long as you've got kerosene. Call today to schedule an appointment at 241-1167, and I'm not even going to talk about their fuel cards they have that work in 61,000 different areas. So I guess I did just talk about it. SST Oil, 241-1167. We'll be right back.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with no despair. So Viva Las Vegas!
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
It's Super Saturday, October 30th, at Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, the Sikh Center Anderson, in partnership with Anderson RX and Anderson Medical Associates, team up to host a COVID-19 vaccination clinic from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sacred Heart Parish at 3141 St. Stephen's Drive off of Stingy Lane in Anderson. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be available. Come and get vaccinated on Super Saturday and enjoy free food while organizers hand out Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards. It's the Super Saturday Vaccination Clinic, October 30th from 8 to 3 at Sacred Heart Parish in Anderson.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, phone line's here, 605-4567 for our last segment, and you can hop into our chat room. I haven't been in the chat room for a little bit, but looking at other things, so I'll hop back over there. Before we get to Nick, Mosley Family Cellars is having their Harvest Festival this Saturday, October the 23rd, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're talking about pumpkin carvings, pumpkin carvings competition.
It's a family festival.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, and there's activities, and I love how the Mosleys are always reaching out to the community to do wonderful things. So we have a special gift that the Mosleys have asked us to give away along with these tickets.
Two tickets.
This is really special, guys. I'm telling you something. We always think about what it is to be the recipient of something very, very special, and it goes beyond these two tickets that we're going to give to and Jared. The first caller who calls in to, who really has the date of when we first, the first date that KCNR was on the air.
Let's just say month.
All right.
I know what it is. You just have to say it out loud. The month when we started. And you'll get these tickets and a special prize.
605?
Mostly Settlers.
4567.
Okay. While Jared is doing that, let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning. You know, I've read a couple of times about people that are vaccinated, and I haven't heard this discussed much. People that are vaccinated, it alleviates the symptoms so much that they could actually have COVID and be contagious and not know it and therefore be super spreaders. So I think you people that are vaccinated should either get tested weekly, like they suggest everybody else does, or at a minimum have the courtesy to wear a mask when you're at gatherings or around other people, because, you know, you yourself, Carl, you could be a super spreader right now and not know it.
I could be. And, you know, the other thing, too, is when we've never done this in this country, and I don't understand why, we just had everybody should be able to go in and get tested for antibodies. You know, there's, as they pointed out, they've pointed out for a year and a half, somebody could have had COVID, never even known it, and then had the antibodies. You know, we may find out that 90% of this country has antibodies, but we don't know because they're not going to test it. It's much easier to keep forcing vaccines down people's throats because they said, you know, antibodies work if you've had the vaccine. I mean, if you haven't had it. Then they add on to that, well, that plus the vaccine is better. But if you've already had COVID, you know, there's yet they don't seem to want that to happen. And I don't know why.
There is an argument that it isn't better if you've got antibodies and you get the vaccine. There's an argument both ways. But that being said, you know, they said that half of Shasta, 50% of Shasta County is vaccinated. And if you take into the consideration the people that have the natural antibodies from getting vaccine, you can consider them vaccinated. We're probably about 85 or 90% vaccinated.
But we'll never know unless they check the antibodies.
But I just wanted to stress to you and your employees that have had the shots, be sure and put a mask on in consideration for us that haven't.
Just for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Nick, of course, has a show from 8 to 9. He and Matt Nemo, they trade off their shows on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9. Other things in our last 4 minutes, Trish will be back with me tomorrow. Gosh, it's already been a week. There's a Wall Street editorial that said, you know what, Americans, you've just been spoiled. Imagine having products on shelves all the time. Imagine having service at restaurants. There's a new normal. You've just got to accept less. You know, we're accepting less because of decisions made by the Biden White House. Lack of action because of the Biden White House. Right now, with 100 ships backed up in off Long Beach in L.A., and then I just understand Savannah, Georgia is also starting to suffer the same thing, for the containers that are coming in. And you can blame it on anything, but there's one thing that I don't understand. Pete Buttigieg, who is the transportation Secretary of Transportation for the United States, nobody knew he was gone for 2 months. He was taking maternity leave. And but the thing is, usually a transportation secretary, okay, I mean, it's kind of like a lower level job. But now, when we're having all these problems, where's Pete? You know, I know, all the chants of let's go Brandon, but maybe another chant should be is where's Pete? Where's Mayor Pete? What has he done? He hasn't been there. He hasn't made any announcements. It's kind of like Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, and the border czar. Where's she been? She's been to the border once. There's reports of the Border Patrol, from the Border Patrol, that thousands of people coming into this country illegally have COVID, and yet they ship them inland. And where are they shipping them? They refuse to tell people. Did we get a shipment up here in Redding? Was there one over down in Chino? Chico? Was there, where are the people going to? Do they have to tell you? Do they go to, charities or, people that will accept them? Do they get treated then? There's so many unanswered questions, which is why Joe Biden's approval rating is around 38%. They talk about Christmas. Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't expect to buy things for Christmas. Well, that's okay, because Linda and I are going into homemade stuff. You will have to sign a waiver after you get it.
And support your local...
You will have to sign a waiver because we're not sure that, you know, you may get sick. But it's the thought there. But you should support your local stores. They're saying, oh, it's because so many people during COVID ordered online. And that's a great point.
Well, you've got to enjoy. They're going to be opening very soon. You know, of course, they moved from downtown. That's all local. So, you know, people do have back stock here locally. Think on those terms. like any of your ma and pa stores.
About,
I call them that.
How about Enjoy? How about going down
like
to
I'm talking
Enjoy.
About Enjoy. Yeah. I'm talking about other stores here
yeah,
locally.
Right here.
They do have back stock. I mean, why does it have to be the latest and the greatest toy or whatever that is? You know, I say shop locally, or if you can't, what about an experience?
The news from Town Hall.
We can do a trip. You can do a family trip. That would be, we're going to do this year, we're going to go, let's say, we're going to go to Vegas.